Hey there, just a quick reminder, we have a mentorship program if you're looking for personalized coaching and mentorship to help guide you to the next level of your interior design business, whatever that might look like for you, whether it's processes and procedures or what services to offer to how to incorporate wellness, intention, or spirituality into your projects. Come join us over at designcoven.com/join. Or if you're just in search to connect with other like-minded interior designers, you can join our free community, also located at designcoven.com/join. You're listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. This is a podcast that guides you as a new or inspiring independent interior designer navigating your entrepreneurial path. Here, with my over 20 years experience, I will share my holistic approach to design with intention and ancient practices, including feng shui, all incorporating mind, body, and spirit into my design projects. You will also learn from seasoned interior designers as they give strategies and insight of how they built their businesses and continue to work in the field. Together, we will discover supportive trade partners, new ideas, creatives, and inspiring artists from around the world. I am your host, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Hello, welcome back to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. I have Dr. Natasha McClay on with us today. I'm super excited. Welcome in, Natasha.
Thank you for having me, Rachel. I'm very much looking forward to this podcast and I love this topic and excited to dive in.
Yeah, I'm stoked. We met at a Locally Well networking event hosted by yourself at Tulsi, and we just started talking and connecting, and I loved everything that you had going on. The environment there was really beautiful and so different from any other clinic that I've been into, so that was really refreshing and lovely.
Yeah, thank you. Any chance we get to throw events and Tulsi is always a treat, particularly because I get to meet all the wonderful people in the community, and normally it's just back-to-back appointments all day. So it's so fun to see, you know, what everyone's doing in the world, all the amazing things, and connecting on all of it, on how we can, you know, partner up together and do things even bigger.
Amazing. I am going to go ahead and set our space, just setting intention for a connection with you, a connection with our listeners, to be completely mindful and present with our current conversation and all the wisdom that you have to share with us. And to do that, I'm going to light our beeswax candle, and then I'm going to pull a card and just see what insights you might need to know for the moment. So again, just connecting with you, setting the space, that just kind of gives me a cue. It also just reminds myself to slow down and be here presently. And I'm pulling from the Cosmo Tarot, the deck that I rediscovered in my collection of decks. And it's just like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I need to play with this more. So let's see what we have. Oh, it's the Eight of Cups. And this is the card of going towards the things that are much more fulfilling. So this also is a reminder that it's okay to turn our back on things that no longer serve us, that even though we put time and energy into a particular thing, it's okay to pivot. It's okay to shift. It's okay to do something else. We don't have to feel tied just because we put in time, energy, and sometimes money. I tell this to a lot of our second career designers, because, you know, they spent so much time and money on, say, their degrees, and then just feel guilty about having to shift because their heart's no longer in it. So yeah, so it's just a reminder, I feel like, that this is our compass to go after the things that give us purpose.
That definitely hit. I can definitely relate.
Yeah, what part of it?
I mean, I feel like this is the life of being a business person in general. Uh-huh. You get excited about one thing, you create something, and then a whole other idea and stream of thought comes down the line. And then you're like, oh, I need to totally scratch that idea and, you know, use it in this other way. And it's also kind of the beauty, I think, of also being creatively connected to, you know, your passion. It's like sometimes you got to let your passion like drive where you need to go. You're like, oh, no, this is the time. You know, that was still a good experience, whatever it was. But now it's trying to like shift that to something else. And that's all OK. Yeah. And, you know, meant for what exactly it needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I'm constantly doing that. It's like a new idea pops up. Oh, a new offering, a new thing. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? But yes, it's totally OK. It's OK. Before we start, I always ask, what's home? Let's start there. What's home for you at the moment?
So home, in I guess a literal sense, is just, you know, coming back home, returning to a place that I can fully rejuvenate myself, become energized, you know, rest, you know, become creatively inspired, just like the place that's completely, you know, sacred and allows for me to completely be what I need to be and recharge me, you know, for whatever the world is outside of that. And taking that peace with me wherever I go, having the home and sense of knowing who I am within myself and also the people around me as well.
Yeah, totally. I feel that it's always kind of wherever you are, and being able to be yourself, right? That's really important. I'd love to know your origin story getting into this wellness space. I feel like so many people are kind of awakening to it, but it seems like this has been something with you for quite a while. So I'd love to know how you got into it.
Yeah. So holistic health has, you know, been something that I've had the pleasure of being surrounded by for most of my life. So whenever I was sick or I had something going on, reaching towards these holistic minded practices has always been my first go-to. And I was blessed in the sense that my parents were really naturally health minded. My grandparents were both practicing herbalists. Wow. And I was, I grew up in an area of Massachusetts called the Berkshires, and there's just a lot of really incredible practitioners there. Everything from, you know, acupuncture, massage, nutritionists, naturopathic doctors. There's such a spectrum of what you can experience. So, you know, going through life, you know, I would have my own challenges at certain points. And when I would reach to these therapies, it was always so clear of how much it helped and benefit me, to the extent that when I would, you know, meet other friends, people in my life, and their go-tos are very different, potentially like going straight to a pharmaceutical or maybe an unhealthy habit or not even like going to the doctor or even seeking help to begin with, it was a little bit mind-boggling in that way, because I was like, wait, like there's so many amazing people around you that can help you get through whatever you're going through. So for me, I especially notice huge differences from taking care of nutrition and exercise. And when I was in high school, I got really into Reiki. Reiki was those light bulb moments for me, in terms of like I was having a lot of anxiety at the time. And I would consider myself a very empathetic individual. Yeah. So it was, I could feel everything, you know, that was around me. And I had a hard time processing, you know, what was mine, what was others. And Reiki was like, oh, this is how you distinguish it. So there is just so many moments where I'm like, this is such a powerful way to live when you use these natural modalities. In terms of your health and getting to know yourself. So it was, you know, that inspired me to become a Reiki practitioner. I started seeing clients and found a lot of joy out of it. And I knew, you know, come time to figuring out what's next for my career, that I wanted to, you know, go into the health space. And I came across naturopathic medicine and I was like, wow, this is the perfect blend of everything I want in one profession. Naturopathic medicine for me is this perfect balance of, honoring all the traditional practices that have been around for thousands of years, cultivated knowledge around herbs, nutrition, spirituality, and then also combining it with modern medicine, knowing like one, what are the standard practices? Of course we learn, but two, what are the cool new advancements like regenerative medicine and how can we use this in ways to completely revitalize a person? So naturopathic medicine was like, oh, this is it. And then on top of it,
so cool.
you can make it what it is for you. So it's a very like curated medical practice. So when I go to treat someone, I have the pleasure of, taking into account not just their physical symptoms, but their mental, emotional, their spiritual, their diet, their lifestyle, their environment, and really create a very curated and personalized plan for them. So it's a very rewarding profession to be in. And it constantly, challenges me, teaches me on a regular basis. And I've always had the passion as well to just do things in a very large and big way. In this, that there is so much healing that needs to happen in the world. So this is where Tulsi, my medical practice, also came in play. Like, how can we make this medicine so big that it becomes a standard practice to go to these practices first before jumping into these more invasive options for medical care, and create a practice where anyone could walk in and they feel at home with their doctor. They can they can talk about what's truly on their mind without the fear, the stigma, and know that when they go to the doctor, they are going to be helped and listened and really cared for. So Tulsi has been my baby in a sense for like the past few years. Will continue to be for so many years to come.
Yeah.
We, for those who aren't aware of Tulsi, we started our flagship location in Del Mar, California. And since then, we've also opened up other locations in Laguna Beach, Huntington Beach, and Pasadena is a few months down the line as well.
When did you open in Del Mar?
So we opened about 3 years ago now.
Okay.
Close to 3 years. I opened this practice with my best friends, which was really special and sweet. We're all in the same year in medical school. We, bonded through medical school, and we realized like, wow, we all have very similar visions and passions. Like, why not do this together? And so it's been a real treat, practicing with my close friends, and it's really helped instill that community aspect as well. And, just the essence of Tulsi overall. So it's, it's been a fun ride.
And can you share what Tulsi means, what the name, where it comes from, and all of the idea behind it?
Yeah. So Tulsi, as some of you might know, is the Latin name for holy basil. So it's an herb that medicinally is used to help restore and vitalize people's spirit, especially for individuals who feel like they've lost the will, they're losing the essence of life. So this, in combination with my husband, he's from India, and he also shared with me at the time too that Tulsi is this herb that is culturally significant in the sense that it's present in a lot of homes in India, and it's a plant that represents abundance and prosperity. So I just love the symbolism of Tulsi and having that energy be there for this practice, so that anyone who walks through the door with Tulsi is feeling refreshed and excited about their health and really focusing on long-term solutions that feel good for them and feel supported. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And then I know you have a beautiful connection between interior design, health. I just think it's so fascinating that you have this connection as well as being a doctor and all the things. And I think that's part of what, you know, makes this a whole person. So I'd love to get your experience with interior design, health, and all of those things coming from your perspective.
Yeah. So fun fact, you know, when I was growing up, the first profession I thought of, like, you know, what do I want to be when I grow up? The first thing that came to my mind was being an interior designer. And, you know, that changed as I got more interested in health. But interior design has always been a real pleasure to be a part of. It's a very relaxing and therapeutic thing to just, you know, take care of your space. I've always loved, like, cleaning, organizing, rearranging my space. And both my parents were both very design and creative oriented. My dad is a general contractor and he owns a general contracting company. And my mom's a photographer, and both of them have always been into art. And there's just been so many creative individuals in my family. Okay. So it's always been an outlet of mine to relax, to take care of my space. And my husband always laughs at me because it's like all I'd be putting on podcasts and just, like, you know, rearranging the whole house. And it's a lot of fun. And the more that I've gotten into health, the more I've realized it really correlates with what's going on with my health, and what potentially emotionally I'm struggling with, or what's on my mind. And there's just such a direct connection to what that person's feeling and how that represents in your space. And then also, do you feel like you as an individual are expressed in that space? Does the space feel like you? And even at one point, like, we've had our house, like, feng shui'd, which is really cool. I've always just, enjoyed learning more about it. So, you know, coming to Tulsi when we were creating the space, it already had really solid bones in terms of structure and design. And for those who haven't been in, there's, you know, this gorgeous brick walls and high ceilings, and it's just very spacious, which is important to me in terms of setting the tone for anyone who walks in the space.
Absolutely.
That much more relaxed, that much more at ease, and also feel like they can connect with us even before meeting us. They get an understanding of who we are and what our practice is like. So we're fortunate that my business partner, Dr. Devin Stone, his sister is an interior designer. So she helped us out in the beginning stages, getting started and pulling all these pieces together.
So great.
And then I'm also, like, calling my dad. And I'm like, what do you think? And
yeah.
Slowly but surely, it's come together. And it's very fun. And like, when you're thinking about, you have your business, you have, like, your go-to avatar, your go-to customer. So it's like imagining that individual going through the space and how they would feel and react. And it was important to all of us that it have both masculine and feminine tones, while also having this modern, classy, upbeat vibe as well. So a lot of, like, earth tones, different textures, a lot of really great, easy, natural lighting.
Yeah, it's so pretty.
Yeah, so design has been fun, and I'm excited to see, you know, as I hang around you more.
Yeah. What yeah, I mean, I remember just walking in, and the building itself is just so gorgeous, and the arch, you know, ceilings, and it's just like that. You're right, like, the structure, the bones, it's like all there. Just like waiting, you know, to be played with. And it's just amazing. Definitely it's got some good vibes going on in that space for sure. And then one other reason I really wanted to connect with you, you know, you having that experience, creating your own business that is really tailored to your personal beliefs, like who you want to serve. I think that's so empowering and inspirational. You know, especially with these designers and just teaching them that they can also do it. There's no like one way to do a particular thing. And I feel like you're just a pioneer, just really trailblazing that path. But it could be really stressful holding all of these things and putting all that stuff together and being our boss and like all the things. Do you have any practices or holistic rituals or things that you can share with designers to kind of help us stay grounded, keep us centered, not as stressed out as, you know, all the things can be? And
yeah, so I would say one, you know, starting with the basics is really helpful. Like the biggest things I see individuals miss when it comes to taking care of yourself is, you know, one, are you getting good sleep? Mm-hmm. Are you eating regularly? This is a huge one. So many entrepreneurs are like, their brains are so excited. And just when I get in this space too at times where I'm like, I have all these ideas. I want to like crush all these items on my to-do list. But it's so important that you carve out that time to nourish yourself throughout the day. So even as simple as like, you know, make sure you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It sounds like really basic, but super important. And block that time off in your schedule. And then I'd say, you know, make sure you get, you know, the movement, the exercise mm-hmm. in. And a practice that I personally really love is when I wake up in the morning, you know, I drink my water, I make my coffee, and then I just sit on the couch. And I have like a background. I used to be a yoga teacher a while ago and meditation.
Oh my gosh.
Did all breath work.
Did like all the things.
I did all the things. And I still use those practices as needed. But now when I, you know, sit on the couch in the morning, have my coffee, I'm just like, not exactly meditating, but I'm just like being in silence. Mm. And I'm like kind of opening the stage of like, you know, what is trying to come through to me today. And I feel like this taps into especially creative individuals.
Yeah.
Especially that interior design mindset where you have to have this balance of one, operating from your own strength, but then two, like seeing beyond the what's being said from your clients and like tapping in like, oh, they're saying this, but actually I think that they're really trying to get this across or have this come through. So it's kind of like when I sit in the morning, I'm like, well, you know, I know all the to-do things. I know what all the moving pieces are, but like what's coming through that I really need to prioritize. And maybe it's like, oh, you need to actually focus on this project today. And it's like when I listen to that little voice inside that I'm like, this is that hunch of where I need to put my energy today. Things just like click much easier. It's like, oh, I was so meant to do that today because then this happened or this happened.
So cool.
Or I ended the day and I'm like, wow, that was like a really productive day, but in a very like easy way. Like it didn't burn me. I'm not feeling depleted. I'm feeling like energized and I was able to do what I wanted to do.
That's the best. That is like when you're in that space and you're just like cooking. Things are going.
Yeah. So it's like, especially tapping into your nervous system.
Okay. It's,
our bodies and our minds are so intelligent, you know, sometimes to our own detriment, but a lot of the times we can sense things before they're coming. Mm-hmm. And if you can listen to that, it makes it that much easier to get through the day. And the second practice I love to do as well is visualizing things before it happens.
So that's a good one.
So this also, you know, comes in that silent time where I'm like, okay, and, you know, I'm getting called to like work on this specific thing today. And then I like visualize myself doing that task. And I kind of just let my mind kind of play around like, oh, maybe it should go this way or this way. And a lot of the times it just, it's like when you go in with a plan and almost like a pre-planned map for your nervous system to go on the rest of the day. And again, it makes it that much easier to conserve your energy and use it when it's appropriate and also be able to tap into that creative aspect or for me, that's like the aspect of holding space for my patients, able to have that emotional capacity.
Yeah.
So it really helps. Like, I'm sure there's so many things that challenge the design community in a given day. Like, I'm sure clients are not going to be easy. If you can imagine, like, oh, that difficult client, like, I'm going to imagine they're going to be super easy today. They're going to be like, no problem, no big deal. They're going to love my ideas, and it's, you know, we're going to create something amazing.
Yeah.
So much, I think, can be done before it happens. And I've just, time and time again, it reminds me, like, oh, this can make a huge difference in what I'm able to do in a given week and just my long-term health as well.
Absolutely. You're so right. I think, and, you know, the visualization piece that you mentioned, it's like, you know, we've done it. We've, you know, we know about it, but it's like just hearing it from you and just being like, oh yeah, like that's a superpower just in itself.
We all need those reminders, myself included. And there's so many ways to go about it too. But the more you can just operate from that place of ease, mm-hmm. the better your health is going to be overall, the better your thoughts, your gut health, your neurotransmitters, your skin, like all these things, like they all fall into place.
Mm-hmm. You love it. Can you share with us who your patients are as far as, like, you know, who do you serve? What's the demographic? Like, who are the people that you really specialize working with?
Yeah, so I love working with women, and primarily women are coming to me. They have a variety of gut issues, skin issues, and hormone issues. So those usually all go hand in hand. So everything from addressing gut-related concerns in combination with like PMS or perimenopause, a postmenopause, in combination with like concerns like acne, hair loss, just overall skin rejuvenation. So my patients are like anywhere from like that 20 to 60 range, I would say.
Okay.
Personally. But a lot of the women that come to me are, they're like, oh, I've tried so many different things. It's like nowadays there's so much information out there.
Yeah.
Social media and websites, you know, other people telling you things. So it's usually a breath of fresh air in a way when you can kind of like hand off that responsibility to me over, you know, see your health and what the big picture is. So when I approach someone's health concerns, we're always trying to peel back those layers to understand what is the true root causes that got you here to today. And this is what makes for an especially effective treatment plan when we can address, like, oh, maybe it's parasites, maybe it's like you had a gut infection, maybe you've had a significant trauma in your past. So there's when we're able to address that effectively, people can reverse diseases.
Oh my gosh.
Not only their physical symptoms, but it really gives individuals opportunity to take charge of their life and do what they really want to do. So that's like the most rewarding thing for me, and I've gone through myself. It's like, oh, when I take care of my health, I can, you know, start a business, I can go out and do these vacations and trips. So it's such an asset to take care of your health in that regard, and it can make it that much easier to, you know, enjoy what you're doing, find your passion in life. It's just such a fun area to treat. There's so much you know, what's going on in our bodies in a given day.
Yeah, I mean, I can only imagine just you talking, it just reminded me of like how everything's so connected. And when we are feeling stuck in our careers or not able to launch a thing or not able to like move past our procrastination or whatever it is, it's like, okay, like let's get back to our bodies. What is our, you know, bodies telling us, speaking to us? And I think coming to you is going to be really open those doors and help us with all aspects, because it really comes down to our health with everything, right? It's like,
and I would say so many people forget what level they're functioning at. Mm. And then when you start to work on these treatment plans and they're like, wow, I didn't realize I was operating from like maybe 40% of what is truly capable in my body. So like really don't get stuck in that normalization of like, oh, it's normal for me to feel fatigued and tired, to feel bloated all the time or constipated or have constant anxiety or all these perimenopausal symptoms. Like, there's so many things that can be done to make your quality of life incredible. And a lot of the times I it's like I have to remind patients, like, you deserve this. Like,
yes,
you deserve all of this. Like, give this to yourself, and you're gonna be amazed at what you can do afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're so right. I think even just being a mom and a wife, like, we just give and give and give and give and give until we're depleted. And of course, we're like the last ones to receive anything. So yeah, I think that's spot on. And I remember when, you know, when my boys were teeny tiny, and it was just like, I'm just like in zombie mode, and I'm just like going through the motions. And it just felt like that was normal. Like, that's how you're supposed to be. And people say, well, that's how you're going to be for the, you know, a few years. And it's just like, okay, well, I guess I'll just accept this.
Yeah. If people tell you that, if you're like, no, but like, there's things we can do.
Yeah.
It's like always, we got to keep reminding each other, like, okay, like, you should go see this person, or like, go meet this person, and really help each other. It's not easy being a human. It really isn't.
There's so many things. And I'm like,
there's
oh my God. Yeah. And we need people like you to help us. So I'm so grateful for everything that you are doing. I love your background and being able to do all the other things and explore all these other avenues and really just shape you and your business and what you're doing. I think that's really beautiful and lovely. Do you have any events or things that are coming up that you're super excited about? I know Pasadena's coming up. Is there anything else that you guys are wanting to share, or just it could be anything?
Yeah, so our Huntington Beach is having its official grand opening on April 15th.
Oh, cool.
So I'll be posting and sharing more details about that. We do tend to run those health networking events quarterly.
Oh, cool. And, okay.
Me, Marta, and her Locally Well organization, we always have a blast planning those. So especially if you're an entrepreneur, you know, definitely come out, and it can be a chance for all of us to meet. And for anyone who's interested in working on their health, whether it's gut, skin, hair, weight, mood, or just general overall optimization, you can always book a free 15-minute consult with me, and we can chat about what options look like for you and what care looks like. But I don't think we have much other media events happening in the future, but you can always follow me on Instagram as well, and I always post, you know, whatever is going on with myself or my practice, and that's at Dr. Natasha McClay. And you can also follow Tulsi, which is We Are Tulsi. And our website is also wearetulsi.com.
Perfect. And we'll have all of those in the show notes, so you don't have to worry about writing them down. You can click on them and follow and get connected for sure. And you had already answered my question on like what you're doing to get centered and grounded by sharing those beautiful practices that you do. So I'm so grateful for that. And I think that's it. If there's anything else, I just love having you on, and this is great. We haven't had a doctor on the podcast before, so I think this again just supports the holistic nature of supporting all of our designers on all levels. So just appreciation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm actually thinking for another topic, which is, you know, related to the health and interior design space. There is this growing market of, especially, you know, how to have a healthy home in the sense of like clean air, clean products, limiting chemical exposure. So if that can be stretched
Heck
with the interior designers listening, it really does wonders for everyone's health. We spend so much of our time in homes. And even buying a really quality air filter, making sure your space is clean, it makes all the difference in reducing some of these health risks present.
Yeah, I'd love to talk more about that if that's something that you want to dive into, and we can get into the nitty-gritties of all of that and help them in that way too. That would be fantastic. So yeah, love it. Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rachel. This is a pleasure. I am excited to meet more interior designers. I'm sure you all are a fun bunch to hang around. So, yeah, I get to meet more of you soon.
Yeah, we are. Whenever we go to the events, it's like, oh my gosh, here they are. Like, they all know us, and you know, we show up dancing and just giggling and having fun. So we'll be at some of those events for sure, and we'll share them all with everybody so that we can support each other and connect with you.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. You've been listening to the Holistic Interior Design Podcast. If it's one that you have been enjoying, please share with anyone else that you think can benefit from this knowledge, and leave us a 5-star review. That helps us get seen and found by other new and aspiring interior designers. And if you're looking for mentorship, I invite you to join our club here at the Design Coven. It's a bridge between school and real life interior design. We get in much deeper there. We have virtual and in-person events, so everyone is welcome. You don't need to have a design degree to be part of it, just an interest in holistic interior design. I also want to thank our editor, Marcy Ferry, and lastly, Kinseth Thibodeau, who is our music composer. Until next time, be well, and we will see each other soon.